This is Susan D. Brock Telluride, Inside and Out, having what I hope will become an annual conversation with Trad Cotter. Trad, for those who attended the Telluride Mushroom Festival know, is a professional mycologist who specializes in cultivation, having studied his undergraduate degrees are in microbiology and mycology. Many will remember Trad very fondly because he created myco-infused beer at last year's and released it at last year's Telluride Mushroom Festival. Trad, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, Susan. I'm looking forward to being out there this year and spreading the spores everywhere.
Wonderful. So let's pull it all back to the beginning. At what point in your life was your interest in fungi aroused, and what was the trigger?
Well, I think that it was, sparked by just being in the woods as a child, and I never really developed a sense of what fungi were or how important they were until I got a job working at the Low Country Mushroom Farm in Charleston, South Carolina, and I was hired on the spot. I was a walk-in, which is a lot like what, students do at our farm now, and they're interested and they see everything going on, and I must have shown to the owner that I was highly interested, and he hired me right on the spot, and immediately I was hooked. The fungi hooked me, and I just went with it. So I think at 19, 20 years old, I was already into that track of quickly becoming one of the a consultant at 20 years old down here in the Southeast.
Wonderful. And I mentioned this in my introduction of you. I happen to know that you studied microbiology and mycology as an undergraduate. Anything you want to add to that?
Well, recently we've been trying to expand, using that, microbiology experience is to, I've collected a lot of fungi and bacteria, and I knew very little about bacteria going into school, and to come in with a very strong base of fungi, which not many people have at a school that does not specialize in mycology or have a degree, that I walked out with a lot more knowledge in bacteria, which I could totally hybridize and use for our micro-remediation projects. So I've been spending a lot of my time, almost half now, just culturing bacteria other than fungi in the lab so we can learn more about the interactions.
Great. Now, you and your wife, Olga, created Mushroom Mountain a number of years ago now, 1996. But for those who may not know about it, what is it?
Mushroom Mountain is topographically, we're more like a hill. But mentally, I like to tell people it's a state of mind, and it's a much larger vision that I had when I was much younger, and it's an idea that it's a platform that we can build a foundation on and just build up bigger and bigger, and that's education, mushroom cultivation, and all these new things that not that just I'm speaking about, but all the other speakers. There's a lot of different aspects about fungi that are absolutely fascinating, and that's what's great about Telluride, and the Shroom Fest Festival, that collectively there is this massive mountain out there, and that's why I chose Mushroom Mountain, because it's just a really strong, just a strong image, that can be imprinted, and especially back into society, the people that are new, just learning about fungi.
Okay, great. And I know that you have a strong established belief that the fate of human civilization depends on the implementation of renewable food and fuel systems created in large part by shrooms and other fungi. So expand on that belief just a little bit.
Well, fungi do so many different things, for us, for people, and for thousands of years, drinking beer and wine was safer than water. What was the causal, organism? It was yeast, and bread. And then advancing into antibiotics and a natural, antibiotics using different fungi for putting on a wound and things. So when you look back at civilization, how we have looked at fungi and used them for specific purposes. And when we look at that knowledge without microscopes and without modern science, now everything's being validated. You know, so we can look back at all the uses of the fungi, and now it's a major shift. We looked at penicillin as a major advancement in the early 1920s, and we haven't seen anything major happen since, except for the last few years. So right now, there's just a major shift to on the focus of fungi and fuel, converting it to fuel and alcohols and different products, you know, packaging and food products, you know, tempeh and beyond. Tempeh and beyond, there's fungi that bind, you know, beans and products. So I think it's an exciting time to be here for mushroom people, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And I really, the more that I study, the less I know.
Perfect. Perfect. Sort of an expansion of the point that you're making about the value of mushrooms, is my next question kind of ties to that. In you went this past fall, I think, or you went sometime this year to Haiti to do some remediation. Talk just a little bit about that.
Probably one of the most fulfilling moments of my life since I was in the Middle East, you know, with my family back in the early in 1980s. I almost said 1800s. Good God. not that old, everyone. I'm not that old. So
that would make you a vampire, Trav. Let's move on.
Well, when you're drinking the mushroom of immortality, the reishi beer, then you can live that long.
Okay.
So Haiti, we went down there, and I was paid by Clemson University as a consultant to go down with the engineering students. And it was for me, my goal is to start the mushroom cultivation project with the intent of using the spent waste or biomass left over from the mushroom production for water filtration.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a step. We're staging this process in as we go. And we're shooting for. We just shot a fundraiser video. You'll see it, Susan. We'll have it up on sites. But it's the opportunity to get down there and change the lives of people who need it the most. And this is the bottom of the barrel. And I almost see it as a prerequisite for people who, you know, really need to go down there for a week and experience this. It was absolutely amazing. Had I not been with Olga, I wouldn't come back. It was very fulfilling, very emotional, and you know the people down there didn't want me to leave because they saw the value in mushrooms. Just an amazing experience. We're going to go back this fall, and we're going to follow through, have mushroom production, and clean water down there.
Okay, wonderful. So last year again, as I mentioned in the intro, one of the things people will remember when they hear your name is myco-infused brews. Any more this year?
Yes, we are. We've improved some of our extraction methods, and we are. I know TJ and Scott over there at Smuggler Joe's downtown. I mean, we got wiped out last year at a record rate, and we've bumped up production, but we've also changed the recipes around and have improved them. And from what it sounds like, that the Reishi extract beer, G Lucid. And also, you know, we'll be releasing some other ones like Turkey Tail Ale should be on tap. And we've got some kegs pulled aside, but they've all been very carefully, you know, extracted and metered in doses that are considered extremely, you know, appropriate for a daily dose. Now, those of you who drink, you know, more than one dose, six plus beers, will have your week's supply in probably one night, but a lot of healthy, happy, you know, people will be wandering around the streets of Shroom Fest for sure.
Wonderful. And finally, what are you most looking forward to this year about Shroom Fest?
Wow. Meeting new people and, you know, the students. I get my energy from the new students and beginners and also seeing old friends and instructors at the same time. But When I see that look on someone's face, like for the first time, when they're just absolutely amazed by some of the basic concepts of some of these fungi, like remediation and how they're able to break down things and eat bacteria and chase them around, and when they watch the fungi, you know, burst out of the back of an ant's head, and they're just like, they tell me that they can't sleep at night, and I just tell them, you know, welcome to the Mushroom Kingdom, like welcome to our world, and you know, it's just a really beautiful spiritual experience to see that transition in people, you know, that they just, like, you're opening up their eyes to the whole world, like there's something here that is somewhat invisible, and it's, you know, the part of the Shroom Fest is making things visible and accessible to everybody.
Wonderful. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Trad Cotter about his what's happened between last year's event and this year's event in his life, and also what he plans to do at the 32nd Annual Telluride Mushroom Festival. Trad, we can't wait to see you again.
I'm already there. In my mind, I'm there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. See you soon.